At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
From a competition to a pleasure run and all the stops in between, we cover all here at Coon Hunting Media.
Houndsman Advantage is a proud sponsor of the Coon Hunting Media Podcast. Houndsman Advantage is the premier digital scoring solution for the competition hunter. The app gives the necessary tools to score in competition or track your dog's hunting performance while on pleasure hunts. Imagine the benefit of having this tool at your fingertips on every hunt. Some of the features included within the app are a scorecard view, a summary view with tree timers for up to four dogs. There is no more calculating split strike and tree points manually. They are preloaded within the app. Cumulative scores will be automatically totaled with current plus, minus, circle, or deleted points after each scoring situation. The app includes the full rules for UKC, PKC, Pro Sport, and AKC. A search function is included which allows you to find specific rules instantly. The app allows you to scratch or withdraw a dog at any time during the cast. When the app is running under the UKC rules, it will automatically scratch a dog that has reached the scratchable amount of minus points. The app includes a kennel function for personal information such as registration numbers and entry cards. You can also store analytics on your dog's accuracy, win percentages, and much, much more. Even though the app has been tailored with the competition hunter in mind, the pleasure hunter has not been left out. You can set up pleasure hunts that track up to two dogs' performance at a time. You can keep totals on accuracy, whether good or bad. This will be broken down to the game scene, dens, slicks, and so on. When you register on the app, you are given a one-week free trial. Within the app, navigate to the news and update section. There, you will find a video that will walk you through how to use the entire app. Don't lose a cast because you didn't know the score or you had the wrong score. Give yourself the advantage, the Houndsman advantage. The app is available for download at the App Store and Google Play.
Cajun Outdoors is the official light sponsor of Coon Hunting Media Podcast. Cajun Lights has been in business since 1986, making them one of the oldest hunting light companies in the industry. Any listeners from this area know the level of quality and reputation that came with the Cajun Light. Cajun Outdoors is quickly reclaiming their spot at the top of the modern hunting light industry. Their recipe for success is listening to customers' needs and wants. If you're looking at a Cajun light and don't see exactly what you want, pick up the phone and call the owner, L.W. Nixon. He will make the light that you want become a reality. Customization is not a problem with Cajun lights. You don't have to worry about cheap foreign parts from box stores. There are no worries about tariffs. All their lights are made right here in North Carolina in the great USA. The key mission statement of Cajun lights is, when you as a customer spend your hard-earned money with us, We'll stand behind what we sell. We will be here for years to come. The current light lineup is the premium light that is tailored specifically to the competition coon hunter, the Cajun Blinder. It comes with a choice of either bright white or natural main beam with four levels of brightness. Super bright dual white walk lights with spot flood combo for great visibility while walking and searching. Super bright red light with high-low option. Super bright amber with high-low option. Intense bright green laser. Burn time on high is 5 to 6 hours. Clip mounted for easy removal and changing of various hats. Weighs 18 to 21 ounces depending on hat style. The other quality lights they include are the Cajun Rogueru, the Cajun Bayou 2, the Cajun Micro Gator. All Cajun lights come with a 2-year warranty along with a lifetime labor warranty. Most of the guys at Coon Hunting Media have ran Cajun lights since childhood. Cajun lights, try one and experience an elite light from a brand that has been around for years. Call them at 888-773-3080 or visit their website at cajunlights.com.
Briar Creek Kennels, feed and hunting supply store, owned by Chris Girth, located in Hemera, Indiana. Briar Creek carries all your pet supplies and is the headquarters for all your hunting dog gear. Never get caught in the dark. They carry Outlaw Lights, Superior Lights, and their own Briar Creek Light brand. They are an authorized Garmin and Dogtra dealer. They offer hunting apparel by Yoder Nylon, Southside Hunting Gear, Dan's, Razor, and their own Briar Creek branded gear. Dog boxes include Old Dry Pond and Diamond Deluxe, AGM thermals, engraved nameplates, dog collars, and leads are just a few of the many other offerings you can get from Briar Creek. Visit the store in person or shop online at www.shopbriarcreek.com or check them out at the major events. Their direct business number is 812-383-9489. Briar Creek Kennels Feed and Hunting Supply Store. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Coon Hunting Media Podcast. We're trying to think of what we're going to call this episode, and we're leaning toward Road Rage with Johnny. So, give you a little insight on the thing. You got myself, Jason, Stacy, and Kyle sitting in my basement, and we got Johnny and Brian on the road heading to Illinois. And I am so sorry we did not have this thing turned on, because Johnny's already road raged about 3 times. We just said, yes, keep it up. So that's where the name's coming from. So, what's up, boys?
People drive me crazy, man.
So, what we're going to do, Johnny, don't sound like you got your religion on right now. So, we're not going to ask you to do the verse of the week. I'll do that real quick, and then we'll get right into this episode.
I do. These people drive me crazy, though. This one car is running 71 mile an hour in the fast lane right beside this other. It will not move.
But he's running 71, right?
71 mile an hour in the fast lane.
And what's the speed limit?
He's probably on a 55 mile an hour road.
Yeah, you're good.
70.
All right, so we've got Johnny and Brian are going to be on the interstate all the way. They're pushing north real hard, and it's going to be fun. So, all right, so we're going to jump in. Let me go through a real quick verse of the week. So we're going to read in Romans chapter 5. It says, therefore, verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. You listen to that, Johnny? Patience experience.
I don't have no patience.
And hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So just justified by faith in God is a big deal. Think about that. If we look back on our past, we will see that it has always been through God that we are where we are today, and that's going to be it for tonight. If you are looking for a reliable, safe, clean, and comfortable transporter for your dog, then you need to contact Muddy River Transport. They offer a premium dog hauling experience where your dog's safety and comfort are top priority, and they will go above and beyond the competition. They use their advanced ozone treatment and sterilization machine to thoroughly clean their van at the completion of each run. You can rest assured that your dog will be traveling in an environment that is clean, safe, and hygienic. Their van is climate controlled. All kennel spaces are comfortable, spacious, safe, and secure. Your dog will be comfortable and stress-free during transport. The drivers that will be moving your dog are trained professionals with lots of experience in this field. They are friendly and dedicated that your dog's safety and comfort are top priority throughout their trip. Communication is top-notch. You can rest assured that you will get route updates, dog check-ins, and projected times of arrival, all while taking into consideration your busy schedule. If you are looking for a transport option for your dog and want a stress-free experience with the confidence that your dog will be in a clean, safe, hygienic environment, then call Muddy River Transport today to give your dog the best ride of their life. They believe their customers' dogs deserve to be treated as if they were their own. They are not just dog haulers, they are active houndsmen. They hunt just like you do and participate in all the major events. Remember the mission statement: travel safe, travel clean, travel comfortable. Every trip, every time with Muddy River Transport. Contact us on Facebook at Muddy River Transport Group or call 1-402-274-7558.
Coon Hunting Media is proudly sponsored by Little T Squatters. Them are the words every competition hunter loves to hear. Your winning coon has just been found. Little T Squatters, owned and designed by Tim Tempton, has set the bar for high quality, dependable, and unmatched performance. From pleasure hunters to extreme competitors, he covers it all with his five elite models. Original Little T, the Triple Threat, the Double Shot, the Pro Series, and the newly designed Bell Ringer. If you want to enter the woods with confidence, contact his office at 423-562-5333 and become elite.
Saddle Up Canine Cryo is owned by Mr. Bill Scheninger. Bill is located in Delta, Ohio. Don't miss out on the opportunity to keep that special stud dog forever. His services include semen collection, freezing, side-by-side shipping, and semen storage. Bill is also the owner of one of the best-known plot kennels in the country, Saddle Up Plots. Saddle Up Plots is home to UKC, PKC, AKC, WTDA, Grand Knight Champion, PR Saddle Up Lazarus. Lazarus accomplished the following accolades in 2021. He was UKC World Champ Plot, Plot Days Isaiah Kid Winner, Purina Breed Winner, Autumn Oaks Breed Champion, APA Breed Days Winner. Fresh chilled and frozen semen is available. Contact Bill directly for all pricing and services information for Canine Cryo and Saddle Up Plots. Bill's phone number is 419-467-7689. Saddle Up Plots, making plots rise again.
So we're back. So really, this will be the first episode that we've got together and just kind of shot the bull, I'll call it. And since May, we've done a couple episodes with Chip and Elite Nutrition. Yeah, and
it's got hot since then.
And yeah, it's got hot. So we're just going to catch up, shoot the bull a little bit, and what, kill about 30, 40 minutes?
Sounds good with us.
All right.
Works for me.
Where are we starting?
Where are you at right now, Johnny?
Bumper to bumper traffic.
You made it to Nashville yet? Or you on the other side?
Yeah, I'm in Clarksville.
Oh. Are you going to turn any dogs loose tonight?
Yes, if I can get there, if I can get there before daylight, I am.
We hired daylight 2 weeks ago.
So that's one thing that we talk a lot about on the here lately on the podcast. I mean, we've got to make in pretty regular trips to our good buddy Dan's
up
north.
That was something new to y'all. Seeing the sunrise with a dog in the back.
That is true. So
y'all don't see that very often.
We grew up that way. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Don't have to now. We got coon dog. We talking about.
No, you got people like me that hunts them.
So yes, so that is true. That is what happened though. We were up there 2 weeks ago, and we went to bed at 6:30 or 7.
I mean, we was eating
almost every morning.
I mean, we was eating Denny's, and there's people rolling in here eating breakfast for work.
Yeah, it was. So it's been fun.
6:30 went to Denny's.
Yeah, so let's recap that trip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
There was a lot of excitement on that one. Brian's going to quit going with us. So we get up there, and what was it, Brian, when we pulled in up there and Stacy's panicking? I can't hunt tonight. My brakes are out on my truck.
I think we was in Indiana at that time.
So we end up, Brian's like, are you kidding? There's five of us. We're going to change the brakes right here. So
yeah, we're whipping them suckers out right there like a pit crew, boys.
Hey, I will say, Brian taught me something. As my one uncle would say, let me learn you something. I had never changed brakes like this, but I'm sold on it now. Stacy, we were over here worried about unhooking lines and everything else, and Brian's like, are you kidding? We're going to change these brakes in 30 minutes, and we're going to be gone. And it worked great.
Yeah. Hey, first off, our hotel experience.
That was different.
So we roll up.
That was the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, for crackheads. So we roll up in this hotel.
This thing's big.
This is a massive.
A nice hotel.
In the 80s.
I mean, it was nice. Maybe back 40 years ago, but.
Whoa, time out. Stacy, you can't say nothing about no hotels. Absolutely nothing. I have slept in my pants before in the hotel that Stacy's got us. Scared to take my britches off.
Hey, I was flipping mattresses in this one.
You actually blacklighted a little bit of
this. Yes. I was checking blacklights. I was flipping mattresses, bed sheets. So we roll into this hotel.
Well, let me stop you first. I booked this hotel.
Yeah, and you booked the last one.
Wait. I have a choice privilege membership where I travel a lot for work. So this was on the main. This was on the main website. This was not listed as
I feel sorry. Your work is going bankrupt if they get you these hotels.
This is the first one I've ever seen that turned out like this. It was in the network. So go ahead.
So we start out. Whose phone is that?
Somebody's phone's going.
Oh, that's mine. Was it one dot or two dots?
Okay. It said four dots on it.
We roll up. And
I'm probably on the forehead.
Stacy and Brian, I think y'all went straight to Dan's, didn't you?
We did.
Yeah, and we went there and checked in, and Jason goes inside to get our keys and all that stuff. Well, me and Hudson go around and park the truck. And when we get out, there's this little gazebo out there. And here's the local crackheads.
About six of them.
Having a barbecue.
Living there, every one of them's got ankle monitors on. Every one of these people's got ankle monitors, and all you smell
is weed.
Is pot.
I mean, strongest I've ever been around in my life.
This ain't like a little hint or nothing. No, they're like just smoking. You can't tell if it's coming off the grill or them. That's how much smoke is out there. And I'm like, what?
They were nice people, though.
And they really was.
They community smoking.
Yeah, and you walk inside the hotel, and there's these people just bringing beer bottles out, you know, walking outside. Half the hotel's there having barbecue.
This hotel had 300 rooms in it.
Yes.
It had like four massive halls.
Massive. But the thing,
it was
huge. It was absolutely huge. But the thing about it is, though, these people didn't sleep for 2 days.
No.
We got there at 4 o'clock in the evening, 5 o'clock in the evening. They was out there barbecuing. We rolled back in there at daylight. They're still out there.
They're still out there.
Cooking, smoking. We get up midday after we slept all day. They're still
there.
They're still out there. Ain't went inside. And we leave to go hunting that night. They're still out there. And by God, when we got back there the next morning, they're still out there again. Never went inside.
Was they chewing on their jaw?
A few of them were. And Laura, when they found out you had coon, though, oh, Lord, geez, y'all, boy, y'all coon hunting. Yeah.
Sorry about that, boys. I didn't mean for it to be that kind of a place, but it was, it's all we could find.
Yeah.
An hour and a half away.
Yeah. It wasn't all we could find. Jason was wanting to save $15 a night. We're splitting it five ways. It doesn't matter.
The only hotel that was close was almost $100 more a night. I'm sorry. I would have booked it if. In hindsight, I would have booked it. Next time, I'll book it.
I didn't have a problem with it. I was good.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, though, Jason also booked me and Hudson a hotel about 4 years ago, and I don't care to say it, I brought bed bugs home, and my mom liked to have killed me. My mom's a clean freak. Like, she's all the time cleaning the house. And I brought bed bugs home in my bag, and when she seen them in that bag, oh, my Lord. She threatened not to let me go on another trip with y'all.
Well, the one time Stacy got us a hotel at the Winter Classic when it was in Albany, and that's what Johnny's referring to. I was not sleeping in that place.
We did.
This is about the one that me and Hudson stayed at then.
I slept just fine.
Hudson slept on top of the covers with his hoodie on.
I'm sorry.
And this is plot days in July.
Sorry. I apologize. So
walls three different colors. We had two different doors going into our room.
Hey, the shower was perfect, though.
It was. Well, it backed up pretty bad, though. Remember that?
We took a shower, and you better...
It wasn't draining, and you had to stand in it knee deep
because
you got out of the shower.
Hey.
Lord,
They didn't have a good they didn't have a good water heater. So what they do is they clog the drain so they know you've only got 3 minutes to get in and out, or you're going to be putting a snorkel on.
Recycled.
Look at
that swimming pool they had in there
with
their water.
My God, it was hot in there.
Hey, this place had an indoor pool and everything, so I don't know what you're talking about.
No, that was not indoor. It was like an indoor-outdoor.
It was in somewhere, but I don't know.
It was 102 degrees around that pool.
So, all right, so let's jump over here 1 minute. I want to throw a plug out there. We've talked about some of our sponsors. And our man, Mr. Joseph from Muddy River, we stand behind him. He's moving dogs for us right now. And want to say, if you want to get a dog hauled, that's the guy to use. But the reason I'm going to plug him right now is I'm mad at him. And if he listens to this, he'll get...
He's a good guy, on call, almost the moment you need him.
Yeah. Well, Johnny and Brian, you don't even know this yet, but here's the story behind it. So, but you know, I've got a little female that I owe a boy in Louisiana. Called Joe last month, and I was like, I knew he was in the middle of a route, and I said, can you get this dog? I got to get it moved down there. And he said, I can. And he said, but I'm already out of that area, but I can rework it. And I said, well, I'm in no hurry. So if you need to use Joe, he works with you, and he helps you on this stuff. He said, if you'll let me get it on the next round, I'll plan that trip right around you. So fast forward a month. We're here. He's moving the dog. So he's made that trip around. He's coming around Tennessee, picked my dog up, getting it to a gentleman down in Louisiana. It's a pup. And Stacy's got a dog over in North Carolina that's been getting hunted. So Stacy decided to have Joe pick that dog up. So he worked that route out. He got over there and did that. And that dog's coming here tomorrow. And then lo and behold, boys, this is what none of you know about yet. And this is why I'm mad at him. What did you find last week, Stacy?
Dog.
Let's get a little more detailed.
Dog. The best of both worlds.
Do you boys remember that stupid video Stacy sent the other day of that half plot, half blue tick?
May God bless us.
Trian, and he sent that and said, you boys need that dog?
No, I don't looking at a lot of what Stacy said.
Well, guess what he did? He went and showed that video to my daddy. And Stacy sends me the thing yesterday, and he says, "Dad bought that dog."
Stacy conned him into it, is what he did. "Hey, Dad, you need this thing. You need this dog. He make a good dog."
He said, "Well, Dad wanted it." I said, "Dad would have never known about that dog if you hadn't went out there and said it." He said, "Well, guess what? Joe's picking it up." God. Joe's worked it into the route. So Joe was going over and picking that stupid dog up.
No, Joe was done. Pick that dog.
Yeah, that dog's already in
that
Joe's.
That dog is in route.
And Joe's already told me, "That's the ugliest dog I've ever seen." That's what he's saying. So we have got, I mean,
that's where he's going tomorrow.
Seen a lot come from a man that holds a dog for a living.
That's where
he's
going tomorrow.
He's seen a lot of dogs in his days. He's had some of the ugliest ones.
So, yeah, in
it's the blue part, what it is.
Yeah, in top notch attire, that dog is being hauled right now, and it looks like a blue tick. It's got ticks all over it, big black spots on it. All of the trim on the dog is brindle. It's a flipping mutt.
Ugly. Ugly. It looked like you crossed a pit bull with an English short-haired pointer. Or but German short-haired.
Nonetheless, the one thing for the listeners out there, Joe will take care of you. If you need a dog move, he'd make it happen.
He don't even care to haul ugly ones.
It'll be in every woman's truck for us with.
That's what me and Kyle was talking about earlier. You'll end up making some money. There's going to be a dog for sale here pretty quick. Yeah, somebody wants a dog in a tree.
We'll be one for sale.
He's done for sale. Me and Kyle didn't talk about
it. Yeah, he's for sale before he even gets you. We can change the route and have it to your door.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to get it, let me know. Because we definitely.
It's a 10-month-old young dog.
It's treeing.
Yeah, it's treeing good. We'll tree a hot cone. You buy everything. A half blue tick, half plot. All right,
me. We can work on single registration, I guess. But anyway. Yeah, you boys didn't know that yet, but that's what's went down in the past 2 days. I don't get it, but it's happened again.
You think he learned?
So, so let's.
It's like an addiction.
Lives off of disappointment.
That's exactly what I told Joe. I said, "You know why he's got that dog? He thrives off tormenting me."
Not only that, when he gets it, he's disappointed in it, so that makes it that much better.
Yeah, that's all we hear about it. This dog ain't stupid, blah, blah, blah. And he buys another one.
Hey, I'm not disappointing my dog right now.
So that's,
I like my dog.
That's
Stacy has a big S on his shirt. It ain't for Superman. It's for people that post them free dogs, and Stacy sees them. Yeah, that's it. That S stands for sucker.
Here's the...
Well, let me help you here a little bit. I may be the sucker, but have me on the whim.
Well, here's what's going to happen. I done see how it's going to happen. Stacy's going to get that dog here. He's going to make me work on figuring out what has to be done to get it single registered in PKC, and he's flipping going to go out and win money with it.
I done with single registered and won everything with it.
He'll do it again. That's what will end up happening.
Cash, I single registered him. Won Southern Classic with him. Not champion.
Hey, actually didn't mind that dog. Of all the dogs, mutts, that Stacy's had, that's the best one. By far, that was the best mutt you've ever owned.
No.
I'm talking about mutt, not coon dog. Mutt.
That was
best.
He's had some. I don't know which one are you classifying.
What do you think is better than him?
I've got a snowball dog.
What was he?
That
ass
on Stacy's shirt stands for swap shop.
Swap shop?
Yeah, swap shop, Stacy.
You wait and see. I'll make some money off of him.
And he'll tree coon, guarantee if he says them, he'll tree coon.
Yeah, I mean, whatever Stacy says is the truth on them. But
so we.
I don't know where he finds these dogs, though.
I don't know how he finds them.
Swap shop.
Every Facebook page out there, there's swap shop, and he's on them. He knows what's going on.
Well, the dog was priced for $700 first week.
It was.
We'll leave it at that.
So.
It'll probably worth more than that.
Oh Lord.
He's making a sale right now. But
yeah, he's talking to that point, puts it for sale.
you gonna like him, John. You say you're like him.
Yeah. Well, you praise him, Daddy. You praise the 1200.
Yeah. We didn't check Kelly Blue Book value.
That's right. That's what one of them GIA certified.
That's right.
Color number E.
So let's do this. Let's jump over and since we have been running back, we've been running back and forth to Illinois, but like I said, we were up there week before last, and we've already given you that tale of what it looked like of our hotel.
Yeah, that was just to begin with.
Yeah, that was to begin with. But I want to throw another plug out there. Let's talk about another one of our sponsors. What do you boys think about Little T Squallers?
They're dangerous.
They are dangerous.
They're dangerous. If you pack a Little T Squaller, you better have your MMA fighting gloves with you and equip your dogs because they come out wanting to fight.
So what? Tell them what happened up there, Stacy.
My mutt.
No. You wasn't on mutt. My mutt. No. This was one of the ones that we're okay with.
I think this one's actually mutt. This has got DNA registered. So,
yeah, this one's a good one.
We treed. It's 4 or 5 of a tree.
4 or 5 coons, not 4 or 5 dogs. Yes.
And Hudson starts squalling, and down it come, hit the ground, and gone.
I mean, it did. It came.
Walked down the tree, looking at the dog, and jumped out.
And I can testify to this because I've pleasure hunted and been on cast for, and I've pleasure hunted before. I'm like, hey, if you don't, because all my buddies are packing Little T's now, and I tell them we're over here squalling. I'm like, you better put that thing down unless you. This coon's going to die. Like, what are you talking about? I'm like, he was 30 foot up when he started squalling. Now he's 10. And I've been in casts before, and guys go to squalling with Little T's, and I'm hollering, ho, you better quit if you won't get this coon scored, because it's coming out of there.
Brian was right with us, that tree. Them coons were going everywhere.
Yep.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.
They were going right and left around the limbs.
Hey, buy a Little T, you're liable to sell your thermal.
Mm-hmm. That's what Kyle said. If you want to save some money on a thermal, buy you a Little T.
Buy a Little T.
So we'll leave it at that. But they're impressive. They do what they're supposed to do. Now, where are we heading? What are we going to talk about? We've not done a lot of competition hunting since we talked in May amongst ourselves because it's got summertime and it's got hot. It's been dry here. And that's hard to believe. Certain places in Tennessee's been wet, but up here's been dry.
Yeah, because the only one we've hunted is what we do. We hit a pro hunt in June and hit a pro hunt. Well, last Illinois trip.
We had the one pro hunt in June. That's Rip. You had that one. It's a $300 pro hunt. That one you did good. You got in the split on that one.
Yeah, and like what you was talking about, it's dry. We hunted, and man, these rows there's like these little combine roads over here off this refuge that we hunt for on these hunts. We get a refuge permit, and because they're closed to the public, but we can hunt them on these hunts through TWRA. And these roads, you could just pick up that dust, and it's just powder. So dry, these fields. And I mean, normally he ain't got to go that far to tree a coon, but I put him on the paper at 1.6.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else treated a coon the whole cast. So that just goes to show you on how dry it is, and these coons ain't moving around here right now. Or they, especially it wasn't then. They're starting to a little more now with the kittens, but it was dry, hot, and muggy.
Yeah. Well, when I say dry, this is the driest I've seen it in a long while, which I was fussing about it earlier when we was up there eating dinner. When Kyle got here, I mean, I'm about to have to start putting hay out for the cows. It's July. Because my uncle, he keeps up with the rain.
Grass is dying.
At my house, even the rain that's around us, in 3 weeks, we've had less than 3/4 of an inch in a 3-week span. So it's dry as a bone here at the house. So that's
rain every other day at my house.
At your house, it just goes around us. I mean, it's crazy. And then, like up where you boys are heading, Dan's been sending us all kinds of videos. It's flooding up there.
Yeah, he's been
– he got like 10 –
he's been sending – telegrams or something to Noah.
Yeah, he got like 10.
He's building another ark.
He got over 10 inches in the last week.
That's a lot of rain.
A couple times. I mean, that bridge that goes into his driveway was flooded. He sent another one. That one road was flooded out. So I don't know. You may get to use your waders.
But I mean, what that rain is, I mean, yeah, it makes for them creeks up there to get a little high and the rivers get a little high. But that helps, in my opinion, a whole lot, because you get these farmers out here spraying fields, mm-hmm. picking fields, and there's a lot of dust that gets covered yes. on the, because you're hunting a lot of field edge of fence rows, and if there's no rain, it'll knock in dust, and there'll be dust 12 foot up trees.
Mm-hmm.
And it, well, it sucks to walk through, but I do think it does get in the dog's nose too.
Mm-hmm.
It has to.
Yeah, it has to mess things up quite a bit. So
yeah, the gravel roads. I mean, just driving down a gravel road, and it dry, put all kind of dust in
your dog. Well, that's how it was when me and Jason was up there last trip in Illinois.
Yeah, week before last.
Yeah, we took Snap, and we was hunting that pro hunt on Friday night, and I told him, I was like, hang way back. I'm like, because these guys, we can't even see the brake lights in front of us.
No.
And it's so dusty.
So that's the only other good hunt we've been able to do. We went to Illinois up there with the intention of that $200 pro hunt at Newton.
It's always nice when your dog's looking right.
Yeah.
They come in heat.
So we get up there, and Snap's on right now. She looks good.
And we know she's within what we're going to call it, 3 weeks of coming in.
Yeah, we knew we were in that window.
We're in the neighborhood. And I've hunted her all week, looking good. We get up there, she's still looking fine, not in heat. And she's a tight dog. She'll go from 0 to 100, bam, in mm-hmm. heat. And show no signs. And we get up there on Friday, you know, she's still looking good. She's acting good. And I bought a pro hunt entry. And out of the truck.
Dog, she looked good.
I mean, dog looks fine. All dog was bad. They was all babbling off the cut. And she locks her jaw.
Well, yeah, and they fall treed.
And them dogs fall treed. And
it's slick.
One dog fall treed. One dog just keeps on running. And she just wheels right in behind him. Goes about 150 and just bam. And this was all within, a minute?
Oh, yeah.
And it was pretty action. Pretty quick. And go to the one dog. He's slick. She goes right behind her.
She 100 yards?
Yeah, 100 yard split. A dog did back her.
She had a coon, though.
Had a coon. And, when I recut her, that was the last we've seen a Snap.
She left the world after that. And we're trying to figure out what's wrong, because she's rolling.
Because she always recuts phenomenal. A phenomenal recut dog. But she normally don't leave planet Earth like that. And she likes to be by herself, and she don't like dogs running her. But, you know, you're in a competition, and you ain't got other people's dogs on your Garmin.
Mm-mm.
And we recut. Next thing I know, she's, I mean, a mile and a blink.
Yeah, and there was another dog in the cast, that treated coon.
That treated coon for 225, and so that puts us behind. I need to treat another coon. And
she just won't get treated. She's leaving the world.
She's just leaving. I'm like, well, I know. And that other dog wound up coming treat again.
Yep.
That treated a coon first out of the truck for 225, and at this point, I just withdrew.
That's when you decided to withdraw.
I'm like, Daniel, she's going to be at McDonald's if we don't do something quick. And that's when I just started taking off towards her.
Now, I will say at that point, we are 400 miles from the house. I've never been in them woods. You got the Garmin. You moved like a deer. And the other guys that were the guys were going to head back to the other dog. So all I can hear is a dog treeing a mile to the behind us.
Yeah, snapping. So, I mean, she's silent.
So I'm yelling at you, Kyle, as we're going through.
Well, as we all know how Snap is, she can go. And at that point, we kind of got within a decent range of her.
Yeah, and you
600 yards.
You let out like you had just been shot.
Because
out
I know how we all know how Snap is. You look at your Garmin; she's 500. You put it in your pouch. You pull it back out a minute later, and she's a mile. You know, and I'm like, she's within a half a mile. I'm getting her.
Yeah, so I'm just yelling at you and saying, you've got the Garmin.
Yeah.
You're going toward the dog. This old man is following you, and they're going the other way. You make sure you find me before you start back to the truck, because I'm not staying up with you.
And yeah, so I just took off and got her, and that was one heck of a thicket. How long did it take us to get out?
An hour.
It took us an hour to get out. That was bad. I mean, we're snaking through people's yards,
trying to get back to the where the trucks were in the cast. Yeah,
and we was like 2 miles from the truck. So that's how that That's how that hunt.
But when you found her, we found out why she was leaving the world.
Yeah, I caught her. I intercepted her. And there's this dog about 50 yards behind her.
Like a coyote.
Just like a coyote. Just I'm like, answers the question. I just snap. I put my lead on snap. I said, come on.
You brought her back up, and when you got it, she got in front of me, I said,
Kyle. And you know, I didn't really think about it at that time, the heat situation, but because there's dog runners out there. There's dogs that like to pack up. There's dogs that like to trail dogs. And she's the type, she really don't want to get treed when the dog's on her owner like that. So I didn't think nothing about it. I'm like, well, that's just another backpacker. You know what I mean? And, well, we put her in the truck, and we take her back to Dan's. We actually hunted her.
No, we went hunting.
We made a drop at night.
Pleasure hunting.
And she slammed the coon. Just dumped her out. Bam. Trees the coon. And it was getting late, and we went back to Dan's and put her up in the kennel that night. And we got back there the next, I guess, his evening.
Mm-hmm.
Head to another hunt. And she is in full-blown heat.
Oh, yeah. It's not good. Full-blown.
I mean, you can't miss it.
She don't get to go to the hunt that night.
No, and I didn't even check her. I wasn't really looking for her to come in heat, but you can't miss it, you know. And that's just how she is. There ain't no missing her when she's in heat. So we didn't get to hunt her in the competition that night.
So that done her in,
which is bad because we went pleasure hunting right after that, and I mean. The dog, I mean,
she's three in
27 minutes. It was 27 minutes back at the truck. Not 27 minutes, you know, on the ground or nothing. We had three singles tree in 27 minutes back to the truck, and it's killing.
I had enough time to drive 13 miles out, 13 miles back.
Yeah.
And you didn't have three tree.
We never turned her loose till you left.
And we dropped her where I guided the last cast.
Yeah. We just got finished guiding the cast.
And she trees three separate coons. In 27 minutes, and it's killing me the whole time.
So she's right. So I'll go on, and we talk about this a lot with our listeners. I like females, but this is the problem with females.
It is.
Like right now, Snap is, she's operating as good as you could ask her to operate, and she's not going to come out of the kennel till August 1st.
Yeah.
It's a done deal.
I got a motor coming in, huh?
Yeah.
Johnny, you want to just come back and you boys pick this dog up and take him back up there and see how many coons you can tree?
With what I've got in my box.
I mean, and that's the thing about females, it sucks, but in the same sense, I'm beginning to like a female a little better, especially hunting her and stuff. There's a little less maintenance on them, in my opinion. You know, when a female's right, they're right. Mm-hmm. They're done deal. They are what they are, you know, and everybody with any dog man common sense knows it's work to keep a male dog to a top performance.
You're working a male dog every trip.
I mean, I'm not talking about going out there and treeing coons. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about keeping them on a high level, a high level competitor. And but they come in heat when you don't want them to.
Mm-hmm. When Snap's in, we come back from Illinois on Sunday.
Other females.
Week before last, I've got a young female here at the house that was my plan. We brought her, we come back, it was time to start pushing her. And I go in there to feed, and she's in heat.
I mean, that necessarily ain't a bad thing when they come in heat, because I've started to see that. I've hunted, I mean, about as hard as any human being can hunt for the past 3 years, and a man can get burned out pretty easy. And when a female comes in heat, that gives you some time. If you got a family, you can take 2 or 3 weeks off of hunting and spend time with your family, or just kind of just chill out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But it's frustrating, though, because I was ready to send you to some hunts because she's...
Yeah, we're over booking hunts and looking at hunts.
Mm-hmm.
Heat.
So that's the part about females. You have to deal with it. But weather-wise, I mean, like I said, Johnny and Brian's on their way up. That's why we're going up there. It's worth making those trips. There's just right now hunting in Tennessee versus hunting up there is different, and it's worth. Making those trips.
Well, I mean, it's like a picture I just sent to the group the other day.
Yeah. What'd you boys think about that?
Massive. That one bigger copperhead you've seen in it, Johnny.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about it in Tennessee. You got to be prepared for that. If you turn the dog loose, there's a 50% chance that they're going to walk right over top of that thing. That
was, easily. Yep. That was massive.
I killed one out of my kennel the other night.
Inside your kennel?
I was on the phone with him. We're just shooting her. I can't remember. Was talking about some dog deal or doing something with dogs. And next thing I hear, was it Snap? Did you have Snap over, or was it? It was Snap. All thing I hear is Snap, get back. And I'm like, get back. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, she got out of the kennel. I'm like, she is gone like a rocket. Next thing I hear is whack, 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 whack.
Wow.
Johnny's over whacking copperheads.
Well, what?
I plead the fifth.
You plead, well, hey, it was imminent danger. Well, Stacy, tell them what you did the other day. When you was out there moving the equipment.
Oh, and copper rattlesnakes?
That's in the backyard.
Three of them. And brush pile.
So you know there's that big brush pile up there that they did that big job at Fairfield and they couldn't burn, so they hauled all that stuff to the house, and he's going to burn it here?
I went for a load of hammer up there tonight for the excavator on Boston Rock, and I could hear one lightly rattling up there. So I got my big excavator and we drove it up there, started stacking brush pile up, and picked three of them up. Seen three of them.
Inside the brush pile.
Didn't kill none of them.
They're probably raising them.
They won't be for long.
Watch her burn.
I'm going to light it up all the way around.
Okay. We're going to get rid of that brush pile. But that's three rattlesnakes. I mean, it's just what you deal with in Tennessee. Oh,
yeah. And there ain't one thing in Illinois to hurt you.
No. Well, speaking of that, this is how much different it is. What did Hudson forget when we went to Illinois 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, he forgot his boots, and you thought somebody died when Hudson forgot his boots. We never heard anybody cry so much about boots in that restaurant. I said, well, by God, we're going to go to Walmart and buy you a pair of tennis shoes.
And that's what he hunted in all week.
That's what we did.
Tennis shoes, and Dan gave him some chaps.
And never had a first problem.
And Dan says, you won't have any problems up here. Don't worry about it.
I mean, the only thing that can halfway hurt you is them stinging nettles. That's it.
Well, I got my experience on those. I did not know there was...
Jason didn't know what they looked like, and he just walks through them like a Superman.
But you can rub on and stop it.
I know what it looks like now, but that was a feeling you can't describe. Nope. Because I was getting all in those.
The first time he went to Automotes, he slid down a railroad track.
God, that was bad. Face first in it. Face first in it. I'm hunting short sleeves, and I fall face first in it. Face and all. And arms covered, everything. I thought I was dying.
So for anybody that don't know what they're, it's a weed. And it looks like fiberglass.
If you're north of Kentucky, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, but I'm dumb. I didn't know what it was. And that was my first time getting into it was this trip.
Yeah, it's terrible.
So that's the only thing I've seen up there that just really bothered me. And I got all in it. Brian was showing it to me later that night. And I was like, yeah, I know what it is now. I can stay out of it.
It's like a bad case. It's like a bad case of fiberglass on your arms.
Yeah, it was rough. You see me walking around. I was walking around my hands up.
Yeah,
in praise mode most of the night.
Yeah, the rest
if
of the
we
night
hit weeds, like, I was holding them over my head.
Looks like the cops from Jason. He's got his hands up.
I didn't want no part of those things. So.
I got long sleeves with me tonight, boys.
Hey, but what I have noticed, though, if the dew or something gets on your long sleeves, it will hit you through the long sleeves.
They will?
I found that out.
Oh.
Some. I mean, not as bad. I mean, it helps, but it will. I think it's where it gets skin tight on you.
Presses on
me. Yeah.
Did you find a little salve you put on it though? Did you find
one? I did. I just toughed it out.
Take that salve?
No, we was going wide open to get to the dog when I got into it.
Be a man.
You find it or the plant outside on the ground, break it off, the stem up, rub it on it, instantly.
I know. But I didn't have time because you had Kyle running.
He was so manly enough. He was going to put it in his salad in the morning.
But who goes and don't carry a garment and extra garment?
Jason.
Me. I'm not allowed to carry a garment. Everything I've got, somebody else always carries.
He's in a cast with me hunting a wild dog.
I have two.
Well, I didn't take it.
You got two.
I have two.
That's right. My point is that one. And your phone.
That's true. So another story. Did you boys, has anybody heard Dan's story about his coon hunt the other night?
See, I had no idea about this.
I heard a little bit about it today.
I felt sorry for him, so he's
fast and furious drifting through the woods. Like I heard,
he said up there. He said you can't really describe it. He said the way that fog comes in. He said the heat's coming up off the ground and it's just like a fog everywhere. And he is hunting up there in the big bottom. And he said Joker got, I don't know, he was over half a mile. He was up in there and he got treed.
Is that the big bottoms?
I thought he was in Oilfield Woods, but he was in one of them. But he said he was in there about a half a mile treed, and he knew he could drive toward him. So he drove up that way where he was treed at. And he said as he got close to him, he realized that Joker was on the other side of the river. And it, well, I call it river. It's a creek. And he said as he went up there, he said he knew there was a place he could drive up there and cross and come back down on him. He couldn't wait to cross it. It was not a river, but a big creek. And he said we went up there. It's a four-wheeler crossing, I guess. And he was in his pickup truck. And he said that fog was in there and he couldn't see. And he had his window down. And he said he said it flipped up. It had to be in there. But he said as he pulled down in it, he ran over a log. And he said it flipped up, broke the mirror off of the passenger side. And he said it was about a stick about the size of your arm, shot through the window, went all the way through and stuck up into the headliner of his truck. And he said he was stuck right there in the middle of that creek. Took him an hour and a half or longer to get that thing out.
Yeah, I
heard
that. That's terrible.
Yeah,
he said, I'm glad somebody wasn't sitting on that side of the truck and took their head off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he couldn't get it loose. He said it was stuck through the truck inside the headliner.
Thanks.
And the dog come unglued. He said he said I was in there so long, he said he finally come unhooked. He said I lost track of time, but he said I was a good hour and a half. He ended up having to come along it out. To get it to move back. He said he thought he was going to tear the door off and everything.
Had him like a shish kebab.
Yeah, yeah. He said he ended up taking the mirror home in the front seat. He said he ripped it totally off the side of the truck.
Boys, I believe Tony's moving up here.
What are you seeing?
I ain't saying nothing. I hear a rip opening that mountain in the box door.
You boys will be ready here in just a little while.
I hope he walks his guts out. First
time. We got him between all these big. There's a cornfield on each side of us. He's
roaring
back there.
Stop and pull over.
Hey, we done. I don't care to say it. It's been long enough. We done that up there. We was in Illinois one night. Brian, you was with us.
Yeah.
We just pulled over on a 4-lane highway.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
I wasn't with you, so no, I'm not in on that one.
Hey, so you gotta do what you gotta do. It was four. Technically, then. Two lanes went the same direction. Correct?
Yeah.
So technically it's four lanes. It was two lanes with a median, then there are two lanes.
I just know the coon ran out the middle of the road, literally on the yellow line, stopped, stood on his back hind legs and raised his front legs up there like dog shit.
And we're at a hunt. I'm not going to say what hunt we was at.
Look at that. I said, get that dog. Sacrifice.
We're just coming out of a cast, and dog looked phenomenal. Trees three singles and still gets beat. You know, one of them just hurt. It just hurts to lose. And I'm like, man, I wish. And this is before we had anywhere to hunt, you know. And I'm like, man, I wish we had. You know, I like to just drop him, you know, and pet him up, you know, and let. Because you can't do all that, you know. You're running and gunning in the cast. And we're right about the time they say that they're just coon, and he is literally in the middle of the road. And. But if I had a Bible, your Bible's right there. I'll put my hand on it and swear to it. This coon sat on his butt in the middle of the road and put his hands up. His hands was up like a cock, like freeze, you know. And he runs off. I'm like, well, he asked for it. And we just pull over and flip him out. And Brian and Johnny drive off. And he's bark, bark, bam. I'm like,
Bet you up there, buddy.
Yeah.
What is it, Brian, you say about the coons up there in Indiana and Illinois this time of year? They're on every corner doing what?
Yeah, they're like little gangbangers. They spit on every little stop sign. There's like five or six different ones. But this is my corner. You can't come on my corner.
Yeah, it's a different world up there, I'll say.
Yeah, your tree a tree full of kittens and it looks like a bunch of little gangsters up there.
Yeah, they're all buddy-buddy until you put them in a tree, and then you got one reaching up there grabbing the other one by the back, throwing him out of the way so he can get hired.
Yeah. You guys saw him doing that. That was funny.
That is true. Yeah, I mean, but it's him grabbing each other.
I thought that one was going to throw all three of them out. It was above him out of the tree. He kept on going.
So that's every man for themselves,
he'd
boys.
He'd grab one, throw him down the limb, he'd go on up and reach and grab another.
That's funny.
Said every man for himself, but That's
pretty good. So, we got a lot more to talk about. We're pretty much getting close to wrapping up.
What all dogs y'all got with y'all up going up there?
Got Rip, Chip, Punch,
Tater Chip.
Ripping tater chip.
Tater chip.
Hey, I will say, I mean, I had a boy call me yesterday wanting to know if he could get a hold of one of those pups out of Rip. That's what I told him. I said, well, out of that litter, I know where there are several at, but I don't know that any of those pups are going to be able to be bought. I mean,
we're getting some
really good reviews on them.
And everybody, that's his only litter. And we've not opened him up for public. But we are very, very pleased with how that litter's turned out, because they're right now got to turn over a year old. And I can say, tell you countless of them that are running and training their own coons flawlessly. I mean, they're nowhere near finished dogs by no means, but they are flawless. They're going out there and treeing coons by themselves, and they are loud.
Mm-hmm.
They will hurt your ears loud. They have a lot of drive, and they've been independent from puppies. You can tell. Mm-hmm. We had them out here at 7 weeks old, and when you're taking videos of them, you got to take a video of that one, then go over and take a video of that one, because they don't want to be around each other.
Mm-mm. And they've
been natural independent from the get-go.
I will say that Tater Chip, as we just called him there, that's probably the loudest young dog I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, he hurts.
He's louder than his daddy.
He is loud.
Little Floppy gets here.
And that's the thing about it is, I mean, we've been in cast before, and people are saying Rip's loud. Don't get me wrong. He is a loud.
He got a mouth.
Like I said the other night, I put him on the paper in that hunt, pro hunt at 1.6. You can hear the dog. But like Johnny's talking about it, these pups, even these females, are drowning male dogs out. I mean, they are hurting your ears. And what it was, it worked out perfectly. It very rarely happens on how you look at breedings and you're thinking this is going to do this and this is going to do that. But it actually worked out that way. With Flo, he's got a high-pitched mouth. And we was hoping Rip's volume and loudness would go with that high pitch, and this is what we've got. We've got their high pitch, but with the megaphone of Rip. And it's, I mean, you better back up when you're on a tree next to them, because, I mean, they'll hurt your ears.
They'll hurt your ears loud.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will say on some other pups, one that's caught my attention, I say pay attention to those. I kind of almost think we might need one of them back over here. But our friends Jason Taggart up there in Indiana and Brandon Kelly over in South Carolina, they just took Flo, which is the same female that we crossed on, that Johnny and Kyle crossed on Rip. And they just got these a litter of pups up there right now out of Sambo and Flo. And, man, you look at that one.
They're
on
good
paper.
They're good-looking suckers.
They're good-looking pups. And anybody that listens, if you Rambo fanciers,
they're heavy.
It's heavy.
They're heavy.
I mean, it's heavy. They look good on paper, and it's a good-looking litter of pups.
Because what's Sam? Is he out of Monkey?
He's out of Monkey.
And Monkey's out of Rambo 3.
And he's out of, if I'm thinking right, Betty Boop, which she's going to go back out of Bo, which is going to be out of Rambo 2. Bo and Hoss were
And Monkey was out of Rambo 3.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's tight.
And then Flo, she's a grandpa up to Rambo 2.
Mm-hmm.
So they're heavy. They're heavy Rambo, Brad.
If anybody's looking for a nice pleasure dog, Grand Knight male out of Rambo 2, grandson, we've got one here.
You'll sell.
Pops are going to sell him.
Stacy's always working on.
He's Grand Knight, 6-year-old now, he's turned 6.
Couple of days ago, he wasn't for sale.
Stacy's, you just catch him in the right mood.
I was thinking about when you catch him in the same mood, you better buy.
Gotta catch him before he goes to swap meet.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, no, my boy broke his leg, so.
Oh, well, let's talk about that for just a minute. Tell us how that went down this weekend.
Not good.
There's always something going on here.
Not good.
So we're down at a...
Tell us a story.
We're at a birthday party, myself, for my father-in-law.
I was at home.
And Stacy was at home. And the next thing I get a call from them that... I don't know if you've heard yet, but Stacy's going to get Tyler. You take it over from there, Stacy.
Tyler calls me. He wants to buy a motorcycle.
Bad.
A dirt bike. Him and his buddy went dirt bike riding. And they rode all morning. Had fun. Got back to Monterey and decided to ride at the house. At them boys' house. And they got down on the highway.
Which they shouldn't have.
It's a back road. The first boy run off the road.
He forgot the curb was there.
Yeah. So Tyler come up behind him and seen him wrecked. He locked the front brake up on a dirt bike and went straight to the handlebars. So I got a phone call, and Tyler's on the phone. I said, Dad, where you at? I said, I'm home. He said, I broke my leg. You did not. He said, I broke my leg.
They said, suck it up, boy.
And while he's talking, I didn't think about it. Then I said, he said, no, Dad. He said, I need you. I said, where you at? He said, I broke my leg.
I'm laying in the woods.
He said, look at my 360. Come find me. So here I go to Monterey. Find him. Nobody up there. Nobody stopped to help him. Everybody drove. I left him.
Smile and wave.
So I called
They end up having to have the rescue squad to come up there and get him. He's down in this big ditch.
You couldn't get him out.
He wouldn't let me.
His leg was just dangling.
Tried to stand up, and he said my foot is flopping.
So I clean break both bones.
Hey. I called rescue squad, and they come and just get him out of ditch line.
Right.
They give him some medicine, sedate him a little bit, and we carried him up out of ditch line. But the break's not the bad part. It's the 555,000 cheers to go.
Oh my gosh. They showed me a picture of that poor kid.
Alive and
chiggers.
He raised his. They had a picture of him raising his arm up, and he looked like he had
shotgun.
Yeah, he looked like he had been shot with a shotgun.
I got a story on them chiggers. When I was a kid, about 12 years old, me and my brothers was all the time doing mischief stuff, because when we was kids, that was really before a lot of this technology. When I was real little, I mean, it was like iPods or whatever, you know. It was no technology. And we was out, I don't know, we was trying to kill a bird or something, probably in the yard. And we went out and decided we was going to build a little fort in the woods, digging in the dirt and stuff. We was literally covered from head to our toes in chiggers. It was so bad we had to go to the doctor. And the doctor on each of us, they quit counting at 400 apiece.
That's what Tyler was.
It was so bad. You was almost having to walk around the house butt naked because you couldn't put clothes on. It was
when I think about this, ungodly. Tyler has a cast from his toes to his grill wing.
And I say that under that cast probably has chiggers too. Yeah. And you know that's got to be rough.
You can't stretch it.
He's cast all the way to the top of
that's
his leg.
That's got
to
be miserable.
But they're going to take it down. He broke it right above his ankle. They're going to take it below his knee in a couple weeks, instead.
He's broke at his ankle, and they've got him a cast up to his groin.
They casted him. They didn't want it to bend in any way.
They said it bends his knee. He could pull that bone separated up and down.
It's right on the gross plate. It's gross. It was gross. But that's how they ended that afternoon.
So we're not going to hunt right now. Bolt's in the shop. Get a new motor put on it for him. And it's going to come back this next week. And
you know what Hudson's idea was? He said, you think I can call over there and get a good deal on that motorcycle from his mom?
Oh, yeah.
Probably. And he'd be next.
He's going to sell it. We're keeping
the other motorcycle.
We're keeping the
other
one.
He'll bring it in.
He'll wreck that thing, too.
Yeah. So,
we all know how it is. Wait, he ain't going to putt around on it.
No.
He'll drive around, get the feel for it next time, and he'll BMX this thing off of somebody's ditch.
I've got one. I'll sell Hudson the motorcycle. Hook him right up.
Did you get it at swap meet?
That little fat tire one. I got a little fat tire one.
So...
He'll cut him a deal. He's got a half plot.
We'll hook him right up.
Last thing I'm gonna mention a couple other things there while we're at it. Wanna throw a shout out. Go check our friends over at Cajun Outdoors. They just rolled out a whole line of Tacticam gear.
Yeah, they're carrying a bunch of Tacticams.
So that's that was just dropped yesterday. And for everybody, come Autumn Oaks. That's our next big hunt. We will be set up. Coon Hunt Media is going to be there. We're gonna get with our Cajun friends. We're going to be there helping them promote Cajun Lights and Elite Nutrition. So come over there, get you a blinder if you want to.
Yep.
If you want a good light for competition hunting, we've been hard on them. Actually, Stacy said the other night, he said that you threw his right out the back seat and it bounced on the road.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'll be the first to say. I mean, I've not taken care of my light. I ain't going to lie to nobody. I have absolutely abused this thing. When did we get them? It was wintertime. I mean,
it was before the winter classic.
And it was straight wintertime. And since then, I mean, I'm telling you, I've abused this thing. I was hunting 6-7 nights a week, hard, all night long, and we was beating the far out of them. I mean, falling off bluffs, throwing them in the back of the trucks.
Mm-hmm. And it
didn't matter. That light has not messed up one time.
Well, we just told you how much we hunted this past week before last was up the Illinois trip. We were literally hunting the daylight.
All night
long. Was going to Denny's and eating breakfast at 7 o'clock. I did not charge my light all weekend.
No.
I never put mine on charge.
How many trees do we shine?
A bunch.
I mean, there's like money now the world hunt. I shine 14 trees early round.
Mm-hmm.
Early.
Yeah.
Then we shine 8. Late.
So right now, I'm pretty confident it's a 2-round light.
Yeah, but I can't tell you how a customer round service dog. Is, though.
What's that?
I can't tell you how a customer service is, though.
Why's that?
Never had to use
it. You don't need it.
Never had to use it.
There you go.
That's Kyle's selling
point. Everybody talks about the lifetime warranty, but I never had one have similar men.
So
there you go.
So come see us at Autumn Oaks. We're going to be with the boys over at the Cajun booth. And also, give a shout out to Cajun and to Elite Nutrition. We, you know, Cajun's our main sponsor on that, and they've worked it out where we've been preaching Elite Nutrition. We've been using it,
and we're carrying the product.
So now we're carrying the product. We can get you anything you need. So we try to send everything to Kyle. So if you need Elite Nutrition, contact me
anyway, email, messenger. Somehow, if you get my phone number, somehow people get my phone number. Don't know how.
Just call me. I'll give you a phone or two.
But if you got any questions on it, or just contact us. Well, we carry all the products. We can have it shipped straight to your door.
Mm-hmm. So that's we look forward to seeing everybody there, and also our friends over at Houndsman Advantage. Tell them what you explain there. What Matt's got rolling out. You shared that today.
Yeah. Well, it came out. I mean, we're recording this, and it came out today.
So we won't get it posted today, but today's the 23rd. Yeah, so
they came out with some big things coming up with Autumn Oaks. They are going to play-by-play.
Mm-hmm.
The Autumn Oaks, I'm assuming they went – I guess I didn't see in full-blown details, but I'm assuming they're going to play-by-play the Grand 16.
We'll talk to Matt and find out.
The scores are going to be confidential, as always, but I'm assuming they're going to play-by-play the Grand 16. And for all y'all know, it was Tournament of Champions. Their server crashed.
And it was
overloaded.
Crowded.
And they didn't know they were going to have that much people interested in it. And they made it right. They gave refunds and everything. But now they have boosted their servers. And so now it can hold everybody watching. So that's going to be something new coming out. It'll be a cool thing. And they're coming out with some new features. I mean, they got stuff. I reckon they're coming out with, like, if you got a truck man sitting at the truck, he can watch along on all your cast. Give him a play-by-play.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be some
you ever had a question come
cool things coming out.
Pull a full rule book up. That's nice.
Yeah, and you can pop. I mean, that's what I like about it. You pop that rule book up. You ain't got to scroll through the whole rule, which I've read the rules enough. I know where all the sections are automatically. But if you're sitting there and they're just rule on a minus, type in minus, and it's in the search bar, it will pop up every rule that says the word minus immediately. So that works out good. And I reckon they got rules for, was it AKC, UKC, and PKC, and Pro Sport. Mm-hmm. They got all of them. So
just,
big things happen.
Good things coming out there. Anything else before we go, guys?
How's the traffic, Johnny?
Right now, she's wide open.
She's wide open. You've been pretty calm, man. Nothing going on here.
I don't see nothing but taillights about 3 miles ahead of me, and I'm trying to catch them.
Don't lie to us. What does the speedometer say?
A little over 75.
Okay.
A little over.
What time are you boys going to turn the dog loose tonight?
About 1:30, 1:30, 1:30.
There you go.
1:30.
We work on late round.
You're going to be too far away from that Denny's, though, so you would have to find something else to eat.
Oh, there ain't going to be nothing where they're going. I promise you. It's done.
I want to call Domino's and order a pizza before I get there that way.
There ain't no way you make it in that time.
You better have some snacks with you because you're air dry to eat and eat.
Yeah, he ain't getting none.
Domino's in Robinson is open around the clock.
Is it really?
Yes.
Around the clock?
Ain't no way.
We got a pizza there. I mean, you walked in there and got one night at 1 a.m.?
It was not 1 a.m.
I'm
going to find this right now.
He's Googling for you, Johnny.
Domino's.
Problem.
Yeah, I got you. Let's see what they say right here. They are not open around the clock.
What time they close?
They better get there. They close at 12 a.m. It says right here, 12 a.m.
You better get
when
it.
They close.
You'll be eating cold pizza
in the morning.
Have
to boot scoot and boogie. They ain't going to make it.
You think I'm standing over here with my thumb out? I'm a boot scooting it, son.
Y'all can't make it to Robinson by 12 o'clock. It's 10:15.
You better stop somewhere before you get there.
You ain't know where I'm at.
You was in Clarksville.
Yeah, well, where are you right now?
45 minutes.
We know where you should be.
I'm a long ways in Kentucky.
How far are you from Indiana? That's a better question.
Yeah.
435 miles.
Indiana's different time zone there right now.
He's rolling.
He ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, you won't make it. You have to get something for him.
I'll make any bets. He'll show a Domino's pizza, and little we know he stopped in Evansville and got one.
Probably, yeah. All right, we're going to call it quits on the episode. Anything else before we cut it off?
That should be it.
I'll send you a bunch of videos.
You send us videos?
You know, and I will expound on this. How many times has he told us he's going to send us videos? How many videos do we get?
Well, that's...
I leave you wondering.
Yeah, right. You're like, how many videos? Yeah, because I talked to John the next day. Well, how many did you tree? Seven. Out of all seven singles, you couldn't get me one video.
I don't do many videos like that. I usually never think about it.
He's got the best total tape videos. Snapchat.
I hate Snapchat. Let's don't even get on that mess. That's for kids.
Why, but y'all got it?
Because I got kids. I hate it.
We don't mind it.
So.
I don't like that disappearing stuff. No. If I want to look back at it 3 years from now, I'll look back at it.
Hey, you got your life. We got life 360.
My son sends me pictures of my grandbaby like that, and I get so mad. I'm like, oh, I can't even keep it.
It's dumb. There's nothing good about it. It was made for all the wrong reasons, and that's why all these kids have got it.
There's literally a button on there. There's literally a button that says save.
All the kids are sitting there snapping 100 times in a row, taking a picture of the floorboard.
Yeah, that's Hudson.
I've always tried to figure out what the purpose of streaks and all that. That's so stupid.
Yeah,
stupid.
I lose them every 3 days.
Grade on the ground and send it to 50 people. I ain't no sense in it.
I guarantee you.
Agreed.
I guarantee you, my son tell y'all about the streaks the other day.
Why is that?
Play Rick. He's got streaks on his hind end.
It's just take videos and send them through Messenger or through text and get rid of this other stuff.
I feel bad for him, but I'm glad he didn't have to have no surgery like I did.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's blessing. He's all right. He'll end up wanting a motorcycle before it's over. So, all right, now we're going to ramble, so we're going to cut this one off.
We'll see y'all.
Thanks, everybody, again, for listening.